like a riot. You blow a fuse.
Iceland doesn't have any professional football teams, but it does have a lot of volcanoes, which is good because sports commentators love hammy metaphors and puns, and it's fair to say that last night, Icelanders erupted with joy. They're no strangers to the movement of tectonic plates, but they are unfamiliar with the earth moving for them in sport.
The Vikings are back. It's about eight of the Vikings, you know?
The team rocked the stadium as their 11 geezers beat England 2-1 during a seismic moment in which Iceland were on fire and England were ayaki awful.
I don't even have words for it. It was
just amazing.
Just amazing.
The more you compare the two nations, the more remarkable it is that Iceland knocked England out of the tournament. England has a population of
53 million people.
Iceland,
330,000 people.
That's 160 times more people in England. If you count both registered and unregistered players, FIFA thinks the number of active footballers in Iceland is
32,400.
And in England,
more than 4 million.
The England squad is worth a combined total of something like
£300 million.
The Iceland team is more like
£30 million.
Football isn't even the Icelandic national sport. No, that's handball. Who plays handball?
I'm extremely disappointed, of course, about tonight's result.
Manager Roy Hodgson was the highest paid at the Euros. Iceland's manager, meanwhile, is a part-time dentist. In England, football commentary sounds like this.
And we have a big shock scoreline here of England 1, Iceland 2.
In Iceland, as we've heard, it's more like this.
Give me a fist, Jonta, Jonta, Kolbeinn, Kolbeinn, Veska! Yeah! Iceland 2, England 8.
In fact, it was even better when Iceland beat Austria. Now, hang on a second. I might just give Iceland's president a tinkle to say well done.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that President Grimson?
Yes.
How did you do it last night?
Well, of course, it was the greatest moment in the history of Icelandic football and one of the great events in the history of the Icelandic nation.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cheerful are the people of Iceland feeling today?
Well, I think it's larger than the scale 10.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.